This is BBC Radio 4. It's 12 minutes to 1. Now here's the shipping bulletin issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 today, Tuesday the 22nd of April. There are warnings of gales in Shannon, Rockall and Malin. The general synopsis at 1800. New low expected Rockall 998 by 1800 Tuesday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. West Viking. Easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally poor. East Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira. Variable 2 to 4. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty, 4th. Southeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers, fog patches at first, good, occasionally very poor at first. Tyne, Dogger. Variable, becoming southeast 2 to 4. Showers, fog patches at first, good, occasionally very poor at first. Fisher, German Bight. Variable 2 to 4, showers, fog patches at first, good, occasionally very poor at first. Humber, Thames, Dover. West backing south or southwest later 3 to 5, showers, fog patches at first in Humber, good, occasionally very poor at first in Humber. White, Portland. West 2 to 4, backing south or southwest 5 to 7 later. Rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Plymouth. West 2 to 4, backing south 5 to 7 later. Veering west 4 to 6 later. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Biscay. West 2 to 4, backing southwest 4 to 6 later. Rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Trafalgar. North or northwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Fair, good. South Fitzroy. Westerly or northwesterly 2 to 4. Fair, good. North Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet. Westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7 later. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Irish Sea. Southwest 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7 later. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Shannon. South 4 to 6, veering west or northwest 6 to gale 8. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Rockall. South 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Malin. Southwest 3 to 5, backing east or southeast 6 to gale 8 later. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Hebrides Bailey. Cyclonic 3 to 5, showers, good. North Bailey. Northeasterly 5 to 7, rain, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Southeast Faroes. Cyclonic 3 to 5, rain, good, occasionally poor. And Northwest Faroes, Southeast Iceland. Northeasterly 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later in southeast Iceland. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Now here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, southwest 2, 6 miles, 1009, rising. Stornoway, south by east 1, rain, 1.5 miles, 1008, rising slowly. Lerwick, southeast by south 3, 12 miles, 1011, rising slowly. Wick Automatic, southeast by south 3, 12 miles, 1008, now falling. Aberdeen, south southeast 2, recent rain, 15 miles, 1009, rising slowly. Lucas, north northwest 1, slight drizzle and rain, 9 miles, 1009, rising slowly. Boomer, west by south 2, 19 miles, 1010, rising slowly. Bridlington, south by west 3, 1011, rising more slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by west 4, 5 miles, 1013. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 5 miles, 1014. St Catherine's Point Automatic, northwest by north 3, 1014, rising slowly. Jersey, northwest by west 3, 7 miles, 1016, rising slowly. Channelite vessel automatic, west by south 4, 5 miles, 1016. Scilly automatic, west by south 3, 12 miles, 1016, rising slowly. Milford Haven, west by south 3, 12 miles, 1014, rising slowly. Aberporth, southwest by west 4, 16 miles, 1013, rising more slowly. Valley, southwest 1, 12 miles, 1012, rising more slowly. Liverpool Crosby, west southwest 3, 8 miles, 1012, rising slowly. Valentia, south by east 2, 16 miles, 1013, now falling. Ronald's Way, southwest 2, recent rain, 16 miles, 1012, rising more slowly. Malin Head, south by east 2, 8 miles, 1010, rising slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic, southwest by west 2, 2 miles, 1010, rising more slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, a slack flow maintains across northern and eastern areas, with rain affecting eastern areas at first. An area of low pressure will then approach from the west through Tuesday to bring strong winds to western coasts. This will bring an area of rain across most areas. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southeasterly becoming variable 2 to 4. Rain at first. Good, occasionally moderate or poor at first. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable 2 to 4. Rain at first. Fog patches in the north. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor in the north. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West or southwest backing southeast 2 to 4. Rain at first. Showers later. Good, occasionally poor at first. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Variable becoming southeast later 2 to 4. Showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. From Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Westerly 2 to 4, becoming southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor at first. From North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Westerly 2 to 4, veering southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5 later. Fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. From Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. West 2 to 4, backing south or southwest 4 to 6 later. Occasionally 7 later. Rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West or southwest 2 to 4, backing south 5 to 7 later. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West 2 to 4, backing south or southwest 5 to 7 later. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. West 2 to 4, backing south or southwest 4 to 6. Occasionally 7 later. Rain later, good, becoming moderate later. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West or southwest 2 to 4, backing southeast 5 to 7 later. Rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. The Isle of Man. West 3 or less, backing south 4 or 5, then east or southeast 5 to 7 later. Rain later, good, becoming moderate or poor later. From Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, southwest 3 or 4, backing east or southeast 5 to 7 later. Showers at first, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. From the Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Southwesterly 2 to 4, backing easterly or southeasterly 4 to 6 later. Rain, showers later, good, occasionally moderate later. From Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southwest 2 to 4, backing east or southeast 5 to 7 later. Showers at first, good. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. South or southwest 2 to 4, backing northeast 3 to 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. And finally, the Shetland Isles. Southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, moderate or good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that's just about it from Radio 4 for another day. Our colleagues at the World Service are standing by to take us through the night until Radio 4 returns at 5 a.m. In the meantime, there's plenty to listen to on BBC Sounds and, of course, Radio 4 Extra, where there's a mix of comedy, drama and entertainment to take us through the night. So from all of us here at Broadcasting House in London, this is Alan Smith wishing you a very peaceful good night. And if you are going to sleep, sleep tight. Good night.
It's Midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Roger Hearing, and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in Virginia and Delhi. Coming up on the programme, a Pope for the downtrodden. Francis has died. What is his legacy? And what will his passing mean for the world's 1.8 billion Catholics? We'll be live in Buenos Aires as Argentina remembers its favourite son. Also today, tumbles on the US share markets as investors worry about the future of the head of the Federal Reserve. The US Vice President on a visit to India talks about trade with the Prime Minister, with some signs of success. Also, we'll hear about smuggling in Ghana and the global spread of scam centres that kidnap and traffic their workers. That's Business Matters here on the BBC after the news.
Hello, this is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. The world's 1.4 billion Roman Catholics are mourning the loss of Pope Francis, their spiritual leader for the past 12 years. The 88-year-old died early on Monday from a stroke. Prayers have been said for Pope Francis at the Vatican, in his native Argentina, and in churches worldwide. Aleem Makbul accesses his legacy.
This was a Pope who really wanted to reach out. His strength was being around people, trying to look at people's faith in their daily lives, trying to move away this church from being led by clerics and more into people's daily lives. But he did that through reaching across denominations, other faiths, people who were not of faith. He spoke out about issues others could connect with when it came to the environment, when it came to being anti-war, a very definite change in direction in the Catholic Church, but one that had an impact beyond the church itself.
In accordance with his will, Pope Francis will be buried in a simple tomb in the Basilica of St. Mary Major in Rome, rather than the Vatican. Here's Mark Lowen.
A statement from the Vatican saying that the Pope asked to be buried in the ground without a particular decoration, but with the inscription Franciscus, that is the Latin of Francis, the name that he chose as Pope after St. Francis of Assisi, very much echoing the humility of that saint and a man whose values he led through his papacy. He arranged for an unnamed benefactor to cover the costs of the burial, that is according to a Vatican statement.
No date has been set for Pope Francis's funeral, but dozens of world leaders are expected to attend, alongside hundreds of thousands of the faithful. President Trump said he and his wife would be present, calling Francis a good man. His predecessor, Joe Biden, said Francis is one of the most consequential leaders of our time. Russia's Vladimir Putin